This podcast sometimes discusses cases in which a crime may have occurred. All parties referred to in this podcast are presumed innocent until proven guilty by law. Opinions expressed on Dirty Money Moves don't necessarily reflect those of the podcast host, Murderish, or Cloud 10 Media. Hey everyone, it's Jamie. Now that we've wrapped our mini-series on Gwen Shamblin, we're bringing you another one. In this mini-series, we're tackling an enterprise many of you are probably familiar with, multi-level marketing companies, or MLMs. A few years ago, I remember getting a DM from a woman I went to high school with. We weren't particularly close, so I was surprised to see a message from her. When I began reading her message, it became clear that she was trying to entice me to get on a phone call to talk about how I could make money from home selling beauty products. She said things like, "You can be your own boss, become financially independent, make friends, and attend really fun social events," and that I could do all of this while also being present for my children. She was also very generous with compliments, saying that my family was so gorgeous. The woman was a part of an MLM, and it was clear that she was trying to recruit me to work with her. It all sounded great, in theory, but I was already working full-time outside of the home and commuting every day. Admittedly, I also had a bad taste in my mouth for these types of opportunities because they just felt scammy. I've known numerous women who've joined an MLM in hopes of making extra money, only to lose money and be severely disappointed with the whole experience. I think many people listening can relate to this scenario in one way or another. Maybe you've bought products from a friend who was part of an MLM. Maybe you've been recruited to work with an MLM. Or maybe you've actually joined an MLM in hopes of creating a side hustle that helps pay the bills. In this mini-series, we're diving into how MLMs came about and then spread like wildfire. And since Dirty Money Moves features scam stories, we're of course going to tackle the elephant in the room, the darker side of MLMs, and why they might not be the best side hustle. Actually, many people think MLMs are more of a side swindle. There are dozens and dozens of MLMs to choose from. For this series, we're focusing on one that offers its members an opportunity to become fitness coaches and distributors of health products. The MLM we're covering is Beachbody. Perhaps you've heard of it. From Murderish and Cloud 10 Media, this is Dirty Money Moves, Women in White Collar Crime, a podcast that dives into one story told over several weekly episodes. In this mini-series, we're diving into Beachbody, an MLM that offers the girl boss dream, financial independence, working from home, and being your own boss. But you know that old saying, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. This is episode one. You're a coach. Everyone's a coach. It usually starts off like this. You're sitting on the couch after finally getting a moment to yourself. The kids have at last fallen asleep. You use your short-lived me time to scroll through social media, where you see pictures of friends at the pumpkin patch with their families, selfies at the gym, cute dog videos, and everything in between. And then you get a notification. That's odd. Why is Sarah from your 10th grade chemistry class messaging you? You open the message and begin to read it. "Hey girl, love your feed. How are you? I was just reaching out to ask if you're interested in being a product reviewer for me. You're just so stunning and I love your style." You pause. My style? I'm a mom of two who's worn the same pair of Old Navy sweats for 2 weeks straight. You continue reading. "I know you would love all of our natural products and I can give you my personal discount. Can't wait to hear back, XO. And this is how it starts. Chances are, if you're listening right now, you've received a similar message from someone in your past asking you to join their team, start your own business, or make money and get fit, all from the comfort of your own home. It all sounds amazing, almost too good to be true. And that's exactly how a lot of people end up joining an MLM. And Beachbody's methods are no different. When you type Beachbody MLM into Google, more than half of the results are articles and posts with a negative opinion of the company and MLMs in general. MLMs have been around since the 1920s and 30s. Think Tupperware, vitamins, and perfumes. MLMs like Avon, Mary Kay, and Herbalife became massively popular. They're all household names. In recent years, however, MLMs have come under fire for operating similarly to a pyramid scheme, with most members not making any money. In fact, according to the FTC, 99% of people who join an MLM actually lose money. Although statistics say that only 1% of people make money selling for an MLM, thousands upon thousands of people continue to sign up for MLMs each year. There are characteristics that many MLMs have in common that set them apart from other enterprises, such as a focus on recruitment and a pay-to-play aspect. Another alarming fact that sets MLMs apart from other ventures is that the large majority of members are unable to turn a profit. If you make money as a member of an MLM, you can consider yourself a lucky one percenter, because the other 99% of members apparently aren't making a dime. As a member of an MLM, you don't receive a salary. Rather, you earn money from selling products to people, typically people you know, and recruiting them into your business. The latter part is key, because in MLM land, people are currency. With many MLMs, it's less about selling products to earn money and more about recruiting people to work under you. Typically, when you recruit a new person to join your fempire, you earn money from all of her sales and sales from anyone she recruits to work below her. Anyone you recruit, as well as anyone recruited by your recruits, are considered to be your downline, and a percentage of any money they generate rolls up to you and anyone above you in the organization, which is known as the upline. And in MLMs, it's all about being in the upline. It's already November. I bet a lot of you feel like this year just flew by. I blinked and now the year's ending, and I haven't had time to get any of my holiday prep done, and I swore I was going to have it done by now. I always try to be ahead of the curve, but every year I fall behind and time just slips away. The good news is, with Stamps.com, it's not too late to prepare for the season ahead of us, especially if you're a business owner. You don't have to rush to send cards or gifts to your clients. You can get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with Stamps.com. If you sign up right now, you'll be printing your own postage in minutes. Stamps.com is my favorite post office. It's hassle-free and stress-free. I never have to worry about driving to the post office, sitting in traffic, or waiting in line. I get access to all of the USPS and UPS services I need, and I save money on their shipping rates, and I get to do all of this right from the comfort of my studio. If you run an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all major shopping carts and marketplaces. Use Stamps.com to print postage whenever and wherever you do your business. All you need is a regular computer and printer. That's it. This holiday season, trade late nights for silent nights and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code DIRTYMONEY for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code DIRTYMONEY. Thank you. Created in 1998 by Carl Daikeler and John Congdon, Beachbody began as a direct marketing business focused on workout DVDs, nutritional planning, and supplements. The company has since expanded its offerings to include streaming workouts, eating plans, and a lot more. Wildly popular workouts like P90X by Tony Horton and Insanity and Focus T25 by Sean T are associated with Beachbody. Before establishing Beachbody, Carl Daikeler worked for Guthy Renker Corp., the company that began distributing the now controversial acne treatment Proactiv in 1995. He also previously worked for Lifeline Gym doing infomercials and 8-minute abs back in the 90s. It's interesting to point out that according to a Forbes magazine article, Daikeler was rejected from every college he applied to, but that didn't deter him. He apparently drove to Ithaca College, had a 3-beer lunch with the dean, who he convinced to accept him into the school. Say what you want, but those are some pretty impressive negotiation skills. Co-founder John Congdon is a former professional volleyball player. He's got a long history working in the fitness realm, including a stint as a yoga practitioner. Congdon previously worked for beauty and family care products mega company, Procter & Gamble. In 2019, he launched a fitness streaming service called OpenFit and currently serves as the company's CEO. Although Beachbody was founded by men, the company no doubt has a large number of female members who focus their recruiting efforts on their female friends, as is the case with many MLMs. As you'll hear later in this series, certain groups of women are targeted by many MLMs for what seem to be predatory reasons. Originally, when Beachbody was founded, it wasn't a multi-level marketing company. Rather, it relied on late-night infomercials and as-seen-on-TV ads to spread awareness about the products. I'm sure you can recall sleepless nights when you'd turn on the TV and mindlessly watch a 40-minute commercial at 2 o'clock in the morning. Some of those infomercials were probably Beachbody ads. Flash forward 8 years, and the founders of Beachbody decided that the real money was in multi-level marketing, so they launched Team Beachbody, the MLM sector of the business. Here's what Carl Daikeler had to say about Beachbody recently.
Team Beachbody is a multi-level marketing model, and there's a lot of criticism on multi-level marketing, which is frankly quite valid in many cases. When if you expect like people to load up on inventory, or if you're just expecting the distributors to be the customers. In our case, I thought it's really not fair that somebody loses 50 pounds with Insanity or P90X, then walks into a party and 10 people decide they're gonna buy it, and that person gets nothing for it. So we said, what if we gave them a share of whatever referrals they generated for us? On top of that, if they help those people succeed and those people become walking billboards for the business, that person deserves a piece of that too, and so on and so on.
What's surprising about Beachbody is their open admission to the MLM format. With all of the negative attention MLMs have gotten in recent years, which we'll get into, many MLM founders and members don't come right out and say that they're associated with an MLM. I've seen some pretty creative ways that social media influencers sort of talk around the subject. For example, I've seen members promoting MLM products on social media, but there's no mention of the MLM they're a part of in the actual post. Instead, the name of the MLM is only listed in one of the numerous hashtags where it's a bit harder to see. And that has always struck me as odd, because if you're selling products in an ethical way from an ethical company, I'd imagine you'd want to mention that company's name prominently in your social media posts. Hiding it in a hashtag seems like a bit of a red flag, but I digress. Another addition to the Beachbody business is their implementation of shakes. Whenever you see a workout influencer or gymfluencer on Instagram, They're often posing with a protein shake in hand. Beachbody replicated that idea and created their own shake brand called Shakeology. Shakeology refers to a group of superfood-rich shakes that are supposed to stop you from overindulging in between meals. The shakes come in various flavors, including chocolate and cafe latte. As for whether the shakes are actually an effective health tool, well, we'll get into that in the next episode. Today, Beachbody has more than 400,000 coaches selling shakes and workout regimens. Although Beachbody refers to them as coaches, that term should be taken lightly. When someone joins Beachbody, they're assigned a coach who holds them accountable, offers health tips and motivation, and answers any questions they have about working out and eating well to achieve their dream beach body. You might assume that beach body coaches have the appropriate health and fitness qualifications to hold that title, but you know what they say about assuming. Beach body coaches are essentially people like you and me who sign up as members to distribute products. My own professional background includes 18 years in commercial financing and 5 years in producing podcasts. At no time in my life have I ever studied or received any sort of certification in health, nutrition, or fitness. But if I sign up to become a Beachbody member tomorrow and buy the welcome kit, I'd be considered a coach. Right about now, I'm picturing Oprah Winfrey yelling, "You're a coach, you're a coach, everyone's a coach." In order to become a Beachbody coach and advise people on proper eating and workout plans to achieve their dream body, all you need is proof that you're at least 18 years old, a social security number, and proof that you own the Beachbody Coach business kit. That's it. Let me say it again for the people in the back. Beachbody coaches are not required to have any training or expertise related to health, fitness, or nutrition before they advise or inspire, as they put it, people on the topic of health and fitness. If you're an adult who bought their $40 business kit, you're in. In upcoming episodes, we'll dive a little deeper into the reasons why MLMs are controversial. We'll also cover the divisive methods that Beachbody coaches use to get new clients, how certain groups of women are targeted by MLMs, and the science, or lack thereof, behind Shakeology shakes. Until then, watch out for any cute pastel-colored inspirational messages telling you to reach for your dreams. And maybe don't answer that DM from Sarah who was in your 10th grade chemistry class. Dirty Money Moves is a collaboration between Murderish and Cloud 10 Media. Executive producers are myself, Jamie Rice, and Sim Sarna. Research, writing, and producing is done by Devin Ruskin. Emily Crane does the audio mixing and editing. Josh Cook composed the music, and Brian Stefanik created the podcast cover art. Follow us at Dirty Money Moves on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you like the show, please rate us, review us, and leave us a few stars at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. If you're into true crime content, check out my other podcast, Murderish. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next week for a brand new episode.